The land at Papke's is part of a statewide sale by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office. That office is already accepting sealed bids through October 24th. Three lots totaling just over an acre and a half are along the road right across from the boat ramp at Papke's. Bob Lynn wanted to ask Mental Health to hold off on the sale of that property.
When you look at those in the long term, they probably should be for the public interest. They should be parking it. They should be something, rather than having us to go, the borough, for instance, sometime later, go back and spend a lot more money on trying to acquire those particular parcels. That area is going to be, you know, a center for public use for a long time, in my opinion.
Lynn hoped to be able to acquire the land through a selection process for the new Petersburg borough or a land swap with Mental Health. Assembly members asked borough manager Steve Giesbrecht about the chances of Mental Health postponing the sale and agreeing to a land swap with Petersburg.
The land swap piece, I think, is even less likely just because Mental Health doesn't like, you can't select, through the borough selection process, we can't select their land.
I'm familiar.
So I think that would be a lot harder. I think getting Mental Health to say, the trust to say, we'll not sell those three lots under the assumption that the borough may come back later and buy those three lots, I think is probably a more, that's more likely.
Giesbrecht noted that the borough had already started the formal process of purchasing the property but did not follow through.
There's a paperwork process that went through. They came back and said, okay, you're approved. Now the borough assembly needs to pay to have it appraised. And as I understood it, what that meant was once the appraisal came in, the borough would have to agree to pay 10% above appraised value, and we would have, the borough would have a very limited time to close the deal or the whole thing would expire. I believe the time was like 30 days.
Papke's Landing is used by borough residents accessing remote homes in the area, along with fishing boats and recreational boaters. Besides the land owned by Mental Health, the dock and boat launch ramp are owned by the State Department of Transportation and Department of Natural Resources. The borough is waiting for an offer from the state DOT on the transfer of three remote docks, including Papke's. However, Mayor Mark Jensen says DOT is waiting for the outcome of Juneau's legal challenge to Petersburg's borough boundaries. That decision could impact one of the docks in question. Assemblymember John Haverlick did not want to start the clock on a land purchase before hearing about the dock and boat ramp.
I'm not opposed that this property is important to the area and for our use of it, but one, I'm not ready to make that kind of purchase an assembly person for the city or for the borough, not knowing if we have the, because there's still a couple other parties we'd have to deal with at Papke's.
Other assembly members thought it would not hurt to send a letter and ask Mental Health to delay the sale. The vote was unanimous to do that. In other borough land issues involving the state, the assembly is hoping a proposed ferry based in Kaufman Cove will find an alternative to the Banana Point boat launch ramp on southern Mitkov Island. That's after local residents voiced concerns about potential conflicts with other ramp users and the limits of tides for that ramp. The Rainforest Islands Ferry wants to begin service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Southern Mitkov next year. The Independent Ferry Authority this summer sought support from Petersburg for using the Banana Point boat ramp or the state's South Mitkov ferry terminal nearby. Petersburg officials earlier this month agreed to send a letter of support. However, Assemblymember Haverlick wanted to make a change to that letter.
It seems Banana Point would not only be a disruption for sports fishermen in town and other people that use that area, but also and might damage it, but also would probably cause problems for the proposed ferry service.
Haverlick proposed that the borough's letter should support the new ferry service using Olson's Log Dump or the South Mitkov Ferry Terminal as a docking site. The Rainforest Ferry's Kent Miller met with residents Monday night and heard concerns about Banana Point. Other ramp users thought there would be conflicts with people launching boats to go fishing and thought the ferry would not be able to load and unload passengers at low tide there. Assembly members voted unanimously to make the change to the letter that will go on to the different state agencies on behalf of the new ferry service. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.